Okay. Any question? Good. So, everybody knows what are we talking about, in short. What are we talking about, by the way?
Not choosing.
Not?
Not choosing.
What does that mean?
Allowing.
To what?
Not grabbing.
What?
What we want, our pleasures, things that we think will make us happy.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know what really happiness is about, really. Okay, so let's start again. We are book 4. Means we are step 5. First step was union, outside. Second, love, right? We talked about what love is not, what love really, really is. What is love? Do you remember? Love, first of all, is a bird. Means it's a thought. And that bird, that thinking system, is in the cage of the merchant. And should die in there. The merchant will throw it out. He comes back to life. To do what? To join others in that garden, right? Book 2, the wisdom. What was the wisdom about? That stuff coming together, joining, what it means. It means that we have to come together. The problem is the ego. Ego is my animal part and has a brain. And the brain is working to protect me. Everything is divided to me and the rest of the existence. That silly, the brain of the animal is mine as well. And it doesn't like the path I'm choosing here, which is forgetting me, becoming we. Remember that word he brought at the beginning of book 2. Then book 3, enrichment. Okay, you learned it. You know what to do. You have to come out of your ego and become we. Why? First of all, you cannot become this. You are what you are, but you have an empty space, which is not the part of your animal, is the anima, it's the breath, it's the soul, it's the culture, it's understanding all of that which is not in each of us. The culture is in all of us and not in each of us. So that becoming we, you learn. Now what should you do? Stick to others? There is no such a way. Every single person is living individually. To do this stuff, first of all, this is not the rule. Remember, this is the exception. So, you should find exceptional people. Do you remember the first thing we told you? The first stuff, right at the middle of book 1. He said, you want to improve? What is the first thing you should do? Find a leader. Why? Why that's the first thing? Because literally finding the peer is not. Because later we explained it to you that you, who are you to choose that person? That fellow will somehow pull you. The attraction is over there. You should try to be qualified to be chosen. This is how it works. This explanation comes later. But over there we say what? Find a leader means what? What is your problem to find a leader? Me. I am choosing. I have to approve it. I know what's going on. This big I. To step down from this, we'll say at least believe in 1%. Later we'll show you how many people are better than you. Because that's what this mixture is all about. Even the best, they are different. And none of them is at this level that we are talking about. Finding them, judging them. But yes, you should be ready to die from the animal. I'm talking about your thinking, right? To die from the animal and from the cage of that merchant who loves this parrot just to have. No, this is me being completed to understand that I am a part of a system. Is that so difficult to understand in 21st century? That I am a part of a system. If there is no culture out there, there is nothing in me. Even what I have doesn't work. You know why? Do you know how it started? We talked about it. Talking. That space that now we understand that there is another space for humanity. He said, okay, you're looking around, right? And you know that this is a difficult stuff. But don't worry, you have to try. My advice to you is not to do something. How could I know who are you? And where are you living and what's your condition? But I can tell you what not to do. Remember, he started from the short stories, the peasant that invites you, the other, so on and so on and so on. That was book 3 and finished. Book 4, the fifth state, unification. Unification is something that is easy to be said, but it's really hard to understand what it means. To unify. We don't mean you unify with someone else. We mean you understand your unification with everything. Because everything is working, therefore I am. Who am I? Haven't you seen some of my cells in some of the neighborhoods here? Some of the people, they go a little bit too excited. Yeah. I have cancer. That's how it works. Even in culture it's like that. Everything works together. So we all are together. How? Let's again talk about your problem in this path. Your first problem is... was the first story. You are opportunist. That's what the animal part is. Opportunity. Even when you are not qualified, you are not chosen. You are a bad boy. You are running away from the policeman. Okay? Suddenly you fall in love. You fall in the garden of the beloved. Just by chance. What would you do? Yes, if I want you to write a report and you know that I will receive it, and I will judge it. You will go around, read some books, and start to say, first I fall down and I kiss the ground and I say thanks God. But these are lies. Over there, you just grab the beloved to enjoy yourself. That's what your brain is made for. That's how you think. Okay? Is it good or bad? You tell me. We talked about it when? In book 3. We started it over there, right? To tell you this there. Here, he said, you know what? I wish that was your problem. Your problem is your silly brain who will make excuses. Over there, the beloved will ask, what are you doing? He said, there is no one here. I'm here. Oh, yeah, I was testing you, and blah, 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 again with another story. He explained that one of the main problems of this brain is just blindly defending me, and the excuses I bring out is worse than my sin. That was the first story, right? So the first subject we always remember about this unification is I must be ready to accept my weakness, to understand how pitiful this brain is working to try to stop it. My excuses are doing what? What is the use of your excuses? You. Fooling yourself. Nobody believes you. Everybody listens and says, yeah, excuse me. But you are trying to inflate your ego. That's it. And if you succeed with inflated ego, I'm sorry. You know what will happen. That was the first story. We are at the beginning of the second story. We read the first paragraph, which was very simple subject. But today we will start with explanation, because that simple subject is not that simple. What was the subject? He talked about David. David is someone that we don't talk about a lot. He is a very old prophet. Because that's about the basic. Basic is to be ready to fight that big, big, huge enemy you have, which is